The Sri Lankan Civil War spanned more than 25 years, ending in 2009. There have been thousands of reports of war crimes and human rights violations committed by all sides during that period. Many of the perpetrators have never been held to account. You might have heard about recent unrest in Sri Lanka, including an economic crisis, an invasion of the presidential palace by protesters, all this followed by a crackdown on activists. This reflects the continued lack of accountability at the highest levels of Sri Lankan government. Here in Sydney, the Public Interest Advocacy Centre has been working to highlight human rights violations in Sri Lanka for more than a decade. That work has culminated with the release of an interactive conflict map that uses open source information to map thousands of reported human rights violations from the Civil War. Here to talk more about it, from the Public Interest Advocacy Centre, Senior Legal Advisor Nadeshda Jayakoti. How are you going?
Good, thanks, Danny. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thank you for waking up so early in the morning on a public holiday to come and have a chat with us.
Not a problem.
This is a really fantastic resource you've developed here. What was the purpose of creating a conflict map that compiles human rights violations from the Sri Lankan Civil War?
Sure. So the conflict map is really about giving people an overview of what happened during the Civil War and helping processes that are looking to secure justice for survivors. So as you mentioned, the war lasted almost 30 years, and in that time there were thousands of serious human rights and related violations that were committed. We're talking about disappearances, incidents of torture, recruitment of child soldiers, and a lot more. So the war ended 13 years ago, a long time ago, but many of the survivors of the war still have no news about their missing loved ones. In most cases, people affected haven't been given reparations for their suffering. There's been very little done to hold perpetrators accountable, and there hasn't been any comprehensive truth-telling process. So basically, we decided to create this conflict map to present information about those violations that took place in an organized, interactive way to push for accountability efforts in Sri Lanka and also internationally, and to support these processes where they already exist as well.
And the map's available online, so people can just go there and sort of scroll through it and be provided a bit more information on a geographical basis. Is that how the map works?
Yeah, exactly. So we created the map using a very rigorous methodology. Basically, we went through open source reporting of violations meticulously, and organize and analyze that information in a way that helps whoever uses it to clearly see the extent, the range, and the widespread impact of the war on Sri Lankan society. And as you mentioned, users can filter the information by geographical region, time period, and violation type, depending on their needs. And one thing I'd note, though, is that because we relied only on open sources, like you mentioned, so media reports, NGO reports, UN reports, for example, the map won't give a comprehensive account of traditionally underreported violations. So, for example, incidents of sexual violence in war. But it does give a really good general overview of the types of violations that took place and where and when they occurred. And it gives us a good indication of certain patterns of violations as well.
And obviously the map is accessible to anyone who's got an internet connection. What do you expect there that the map will be used for?
Yeah, so I really encourage everyone to go on our website and have a look at it. And we're really hoping the tool will be useful for people in Sri Lanka who are working to support accountability efforts within their communities. But as you mentioned, this is an issue currently because within Sri Lanka, there's really no political impetus for accountability. And in fact, we've seen certain people convicted in Sri Lankan courts for wartime violations actually being given official pardons. So at this stage, the tool will mainly be used by the international community, given the roadblocks to accountability in Sri Lanka itself. And ideally, the tool will be a useful starting point for the UN and its member states investigating these incidents to hold perpetrators accountable, either through criminal prosecutions or other forms of accountability, such as sanctions. And we also think the map will be useful for truth-telling processes. So, for example, if a truth-telling commission was set up in Sri Lanka, like the one that was set up in South Africa few years ago.
I'm always blown away by the work being conducted by the Public Interest Advocacy Centre. You're always sort of helping people in communities who are marginalised and facing disadvantage. A lot of the discussions we've had here on 2SER Breakfast in the past have been sort of domestic stuff, but wonderful to see that this work is there on an international basis. Now, we've seen the reports of the civil unrest in Sri Lanka recently in the news. How do you feel the international community is responding?
Yeah, so with this economic crisis, it's quite unprecedented. So there are shortages in food and medical supply, as your listeners might have heard, and people are really struggling to meet their basic needs. And people in Sri Lanka have been protesting quite peacefully for the most part, but the government has been cracking down on dissent and breaking up these protesters, sometimes violently. And so these recent developments show there's been systemic corruption, human rights violations and impunity within the highest levels of government for a really long time. Mm. And actually, our conflict map reveals that this has been a recurring pattern during the war, pre-war and post-war. So it really shows us that there needs to be accountability to prevent these issues from continuing to happen over and over again. And as you mentioned, the international community has been closely watching what's happening. And in fact, as we speak, the UN Human Rights Council is looking to pass a resolution on Sri Lanka, which will be released in the coming days. And we're hoping that this conflict map is really going to push the UN to pass a strong resolution that encourages the Sri Lankan government to address all these issues. And in the absence of the government doing this, pushing other member states to pursue accountability options at the international level. And yeah, I think this is really important. As you mentioned, we usually focus on domestic work, but I think when we look at Sri Lanka, it's within our region. And I think when we're talking about international crimes, it affects the common humanity. So these are issues that we all need to address.
Nadeshda Jayakoti, Senior Legal Advisor for the Public Interest Advocacy Centre. Thank you so much for joining us here on 2SER. We are going to link to where this map lives online. And in the meantime, thank you so much for appearing today on 2SER Breakfast, and keep up the great work.
Pleasure. Thanks, Danny.